Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
And Botany Bay Eco Tours of Edisto Island and the Ace Basin, combining cultural history with natural history. Offering gullah tours every Thursday with Miss Sarah Burnell sharing her stories of growing up gullah. Online at botanybayecotours.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mankin from USC for Nature Notes. Two reports of a large yellow moth. Chris Matthews was the first one to send me a photograph. Tony Lyman from Greenville sent me another photograph of the same species of animal. It's the imperial moth. We've got one brood a year, so this must be the time for them to be hatching out. Males are not as large as females. Females are really large and yellow, very little dark on it. Males are smaller, less yellow, more darker colors. They pupate in the ground, and it's interesting, they come at it generally the same time, mate, lay eggs, and the cycle starts again. Imperial moth.